Mr. Neville, good morning.
Oh, morning.
How's everything coming?
Oh, so-so.
It's getting a little chilly living in the garage over here.
Yeah, I expect it is. Weather's getting a bit nippy. You see, we're going to have a long, cold winter.
Well, Mr. Gibber, how soon are we going to get into the new house here?
That's hard to tell now. Oh, by the way, I found something this morning when I come just lying on the grass there. Wondered if it belonged to you.
Well, I don't know. What is it?
Well, yeah, just a drawing of some kind. You see what I do with it. Oh, that's it over here on this tree stump. Here we are. Big picture or something.
What kind of thing? What do you suppose it is?
Well, I don't know. Thought maybe it was something your daughter Betsy drew in school.
Well, no, I don't think so. Betsy uses crayons. This looks like an ink drawing, a hard pencil or something.
Yeah, funny looking thing.
Yes. Well, I can't make head or tail, but maybe we've got it upside down, turned around.
Yeah.
No, that can't be right. Turn it back again.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like an umbrella that's been blown inside out with the wind.
It does.
The spokes sticking up.
Wait a minute.
What?
Aren't those windows? There's a tree, isn't it?
Yes, looks like it. Oh, I think it must be one of those, you know, one of these modern impressionistic drawings. You know, you can't tell what it is. It's what the artist felt when he drew it.
Oh, sir. My gosh, it's a building. It's a house.
A house?
Yep. Yeah. I think it's a house.
Good heavens! Oh, no.
What's trouble?
Mr. and Mrs. Seamus were over last night to show us a picture of the house they're building on the next lot there, and they didn't show us because they thought they left it at home and must have fallen out of the car. Oh, don't tell me this is the house that is going up next door.
Well, I don't know, but now that I look at it closer, it's a house all right.
Wait till my husband sees this. Wait till he sees this.
You know, there may be two sides to most stories, but there's only one side to be on in the stories you hear on CBS Radio's FBI in Peace and War, and that's the side of the law. That's where the real thrills are in these fascinating and dramatic exposés. And each...
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
Mr. Dibble found the drawing when he arrived this morning, and I called Madge up and said Mr. Dibble found a drawing on the ground. Well, she let out this yell and said she and Charlie looked all over for it, that it must have fallen out of the car when they got out. They're coming over tonight.
Ooh, what did Madge say it was?
Their new house.
You're kidding.
I don't think it's the least bit funny.
This is a house?
Yes. Yeah.
Looks like a mushroom with toothpicks sticking out of it.
I said it looked like an inverted umbrella. You know, and the wind's blown it inside out and the spokes stick up.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, Madge and Charlie are peculiar, but I didn't think they were this crazy. This is just idiotic.
Well, it's their new house, and I am just sick. Having that ugly thing right next to our beautiful new colonial.
All right, no, just calm down. To begin with, anything as extreme as this is terribly expensive. But Charlie and Madge are doing just what we did, you remember? Putting down all the things they want. And the same thing's going to happen to them.
They'll find out they can't afford it.
Exactly, boy. And look, let's not spoil their fun. They'll find out soon enough it's going to cost a fortune to put up anything like this. These extreme things always take unusual materials.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have special workmen who know how to do certain things. Mm-hmm. And look, we'll just listen to them, see? They'll get the blow soon enough when they present this to some architect.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Poor thing. Remember how unhappy we were when we got the blow from Mr. Rogers?
Oh, boy. So when they rave about everything they're going to have, you know, just agree with them and say how wonderful it all is. I mean, there's no sense in spoiling their fun.
Jolly, now tell them about the swimming pool.
Oh, yeah. What do you think? We're going to have an indoor-outdoor swimming pool.
Swimming pool?
Swimming pool.
Oh, it's going to be marvelous. You see, these heavenly glass panel windows will slide open in the summertime, and then in the wintertime, we just close them.
And the pool will be heated.
Yes, isn't that marvelous? Oh, Jolly and I are so thrilled.
Yeah, well, it does sound marvelous, all right. Because swimming pools are sort of expensive, aren't they, Charlie?
Oh, I've always wanted a swimming pool. I said to Charlie, if we're building, now let's have what we want.
Yes. Well, that's what we said, ma'am.
Yeah, I knew I brought the finished drawing. Here it is.
Oh, yes. What you found this morning was just a rough sketch. Here's the finished one.
Now you can really see what it's going to be like. Isn't that a beauty?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Now, here. You can see the inside.
What in the world is that? Looks like a tree growing up in the living room.
That's what it is, pal. Exactly what it is.
A tree growing right in your house, man?
Oh, look, that beautiful oak tree down there. I said I couldn't cut that down for $1 million. And the architect was thrilled to pieces. He said, I was hoping you'd say that. Oh, here's this marvelous idea. You see how the stairway sort of winds around the trunk?
Oh, down a stairway?
Oh, I'd be scared to go up and down a stairway like that, Madge. Aren't you afraid of falling off? No railing, just boards sort of suspended in midair? And with four children?
Oh, they'll get used to it. If they fall off, they'll be more careful the next time.
Yes. Well, what about house cleaning? I mean, what happens when the leaves fall off?
Oh. You see this roof? It opens. It slides right open.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is? It's glass.
A glass roof?
Yes. Isn't it marvelous? Oh, I'm just so excited I can hardly see straight. Charlie and I just haven't slept thinking about it.
The house is going to be made of glass, brick, aluminum, and wood. And what you'll see is mostly glass. And everything slides back.
The floors are going to be made of a special something that won't take any work at all. Everything is going to be designed to save housework and running around. Oh, I am just so thrilled.
Well, it sounds very nice, man. Mm-hmm. Really.
Yes, I should say it's really very nice, Charlie.
What do you think it's going to cost me, pal?
Oh, I wouldn't know, Charlie. I guess you'll find out soon enough.
Come on, guess.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Well, frankly, I'd say what our architect said to us after we got through telling him everything that we wanted, you know. He said, well, I don't see why you can't do it very nicely for $175,000.
That's what he said.
$20,000.
Oh, come on, Charlie, even with my limited experience.
Charlie's right. Only $20,000, that's all.
Oh, well, look, Charlie, I don't want to disillusion you, but believe me, boy.
Tell him, Charlie, this is the payoff.
Well, we really got a lucky break. You see, we met these two young, brilliant architects on a trip last summer, and I've been working on this ever since.
Oh, that's brilliant, just brilliant.
That one guy, I tell you, he's another Hank Floyd Wright.
Frank Lloyd Wright, dear.
Well, Frank Lloyd, anyhow, they designed the house. Madge and I were crazy about it. Well, they're young. They didn't have the money to build it.
If we had to pay for everything, this would be a $100,000 house.
More likely a $180,000 house, baby.
Well, why don't you have to pay for it?
Oh, have we made some deals? Oh, have we ever made some deals?
And Charlie has kept this all a surprise. Never told me a thing. I mean, I loved the idea, but, oh, I never thought we could do it. And this big lummox, he keeps it all from his baby.
Oh, he didn't want to tell his baby till he had it all whipped out. Because who does love his old sweetie pie?
Well, his old sweetie pie does love her old ducky bucky too.
Why don't you have to pay?
Making all these deals. We're going to have a solar heating system, special glass windows, special materials a lot of these companies want to try out. Oh, you might say we're sort of guinea pigs in a way, but who cares? We'll have the house.
The various companies will use pictures of the house for advertising. A whole kitchen is being put in by some company for nothing. Stove, refrigerator, washing machine, dryer, cupboard, everything.
These young kids, the architects, have spent a year contacting people themselves, making deals, you know. But I know some guys myself, contractors who like to do different things. Anything I have to pay for, I get special prices, you know.
Oh, one of those house magazines. It was crazy to do a spread on it. These young architects are just going to be made.
They'll be famous overnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I can think of one thing you'll have to pay for, Charlie, and I warned you. Blasting. I told you, this land out here, boy, as we discovered to our horror, is practically solid rock.
Well, we aren't going to do any blasting.
No blasting?
No basement. These kids are brilliant. They got it all worked out. Well, boy, what do you think of me, pal? Smart, huh?
Yes,
I think I'll make some coffee. I think we could use some.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll help her, man. Sure. Get back and sit down. Because we've got some other surprises for you, too.
Have they gone?
Yeah, they just drove off.
Well, I suppose you might as well turn out the lights. Go up to bed in our garage bedroom.
I think I'll stay up a while, read the paper.
Honey, it's 1:30.
Then I won't sleep anyway.
Look, I'm as upset as you are. There's nothing we can do about it anyway.
Boy, when I think of Charlie, I guess he's nice enough. But when I think of that loudmouth baboon...
Honey!
Yeah, I don't care. When I think of what our new place has cost us already, and look at what that guy is getting for $20,000.
Yes, look at it, that hideous aluminum and brick and wood and glass inside-out umbrella going up right beside our lovely Clabbered Colonial with its darling green shutters.
He's even getting an indoor-outdoor swimming pool for nothing. And all his landscaping for nothing.
How do people make deals like that?
I don't know. I tell you, sometimes I think there's no justice.
How can their house be heated almost entirely by the sun? What if we have rainy season? Or blizzards?
I don't know how it works, but it will. It wouldn't work for us, but it will for Charlie.
What if that tree inside their house gets carpenter ants?
I wish it would. I don't mean that. I know I shouldn't be so darn annoyed. I'm just mad at myself because I'm not as smart as Charlie.
Well, I wouldn't want a house like that. What annoys me most are all those people that'll be prowling around for 2 years.
Yeah. What people?
Well, that's one of the stipulations. Didn't Charlie tell you? Madge told me when we were fixing coffee, and she loves the idea.
What people?
1 weekend every month for 2 years, the house will be open to the public. And you know what that means. The place is going to look so crazy, everybody will come from miles away to see the silly thing. And here we are, next door, no privacy, strangers prowling through our rhododendrons.
Open to the public?
Yes, Madge is so proud. I guess she forgot we were building a new house, too. She said hers would be the showplace of the city. Well, come on, let's go to bed. Nothing we can do about it anyway, dear. And I guess people who live next to glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
No, I guess not. But let's keep it in mind.